And I'm not sure who was going to be interviewed. Was it Eric Jensen? Do you know?
I believe it's Eric Jensen.
It is Eric Jensen from Jensen Strategy. Okay.
Yeah.
So go ahead and...
Okay, we are live.
Okay, great. All right, I'm going to call to order the Hood River City Council special meeting at noon, April 26, 2021. And this is a special meeting for presentations on the city manager recruit from the city manager recruitment firms that the subcommittee went through. We had eight different firms, and we had a strong consensus of the top two, and we are going to interview those today. And we will probably be making a decision this evening at our regular meeting on those, but we'll do the interviews now. And our first firm we're going to interview between 12 and 12:30 is Jensen Strategies. And Eric Jensen is our first person to interview.
And Jonathan, if you would promote both Mr. Jensen and yes, Ms. Wallace, thank you.
Hi. Oh,
there you are. Great. Welcome. Welcome.
Well, thank you. Thank you. It's good to be, I'd like to say it's good to be here as in physically here, but it's at least good to be here virtually. So appreciate it. So how would you like us to proceed?
These are our council members, and we have Mark Zan Miller, Jessica Mehta, Gladys Rivera, and myself. Oh, and Megan Saunders. I'm looking around my screen trying to find everyone. It's possible we will have Eric Haney joining us later, but I don't know. He was going to try and make it if he could. So welcome. You are one of our finalists. So I'll get started. I'm going to go ahead and ask the questions. I have them all in front of me that we have, because we felt it was fair that everyone had the same questions. Rachel?
Mayor, we provided instructions to the firms to do a quick overview of their recruitment strategy and then move into the questions.
Okay, great. So you can go ahead.
All right. Well, thank you very much. Thank you for giving us the opportunity to submit a proposal and to do this interview as well. And it's great to see many of you again that I've met before. And with me today is Amelia Wallace. Amelia is a member of our team. She's a project associate and has been developing a specialization in our recruitments. So she's been working with us for the last year and a half, and So she knows these processes well. But what I'll do is I'm assuming that everybody has seen our proposal and has read through our proposal. But what I'll do is I'll go through the highlights of the proposal and then see if you have any questions at the end of that. But before I do that, let me just give you the six reasons that I think we are the best fit for this particular recruitment. First of all, we are the only, as we said in our proposal, we're the only private firm based in Oregon. And we specialize in public manager recruitments. The core members of our team, including myself and Ellen Conley and Isaac Dixon, we're all former Oregon public administrators. So we have filled those seats before. And third, I'd like to mention that we do more than recruitment for Oregon cities, including goal setting and organizational assessments and policy research. And what that does is it allows us to kind of keep a pulse on what is going on in cities and what city councils and city managers are currently facing. We've conducted city manager recruitments for other Oregon cities that have tourism economies, including Sisters and Cannon Beach, and as well as Carlton. We have fifth, networked. We have a network and resources to produce a diverse pool of candidates, which we are doing more and more now. And then finally, we really pride ourselves on of providing the respect and the fairness to our candidates so that they feel that they're going through a process with some dignity and with fairness. And at the end of the day, they will feel that they've had a fair shake during the process. And so, and we keep them informed. And this is important also because it reflects on you as well, how this process goes. So we wanna make sure that you come out looking the best as possible. So let me walk through the recruitment process just very quickly here. So we wanna work with you to develop a candidate profile that fits your city's needs. And that profile that is developed is going to serve as the foundation for the evaluation criteria all the way through the process once that's been established. The city council and staff and the community will be involved from the get-go at the very beginning. We do individual interviews with all the council members and department heads. We also have a facilitated community meeting to get community input. We also have a facilitated meeting with city staff who were not interviewed to gather their input. So we take all of that to develop the candidate profile, which we bring to you in a work session, get your comments and incorporate your final comments and edits into that. And then you move forward as council and adopt that going forward. And then that becomes the foundation for evaluation going forward. Once that's done, we then develop a brochure and we market to a broad and targeted audience, depending upon what it is that you're looking for. In addition to advertising it nationally, we proactively outreach to qualified candidates that we know in our networks through people we know in the industry and people that have been through our processes before. I want to point something out here. We pride ourselves in the integrity of our firm, and we adhere to the ICMA Code of Ethics. And as such, we don't go after candidates who have not completed a two-year stint in their current job, because that would be a violation of the Code of Ethics, and we don't think that that would be something that would be prudent for you moving forward to have someone who's not adhering to those. I'd also like to point out that we have Isaac Dixon on our team. Isaac specializes in developing diverse candidate pools. He recently retired as the HR Vice President for Portland State University. And he has worked with us before in helping us to develop diverse pools through his extensive contacts in leadership roles with the Oregon Advocacy Commission, the Urban League of Portland, as well as the Diversity, Equity, and Inclusion co-director for the Portland HR Management Association. And we most recently teamed with him in Washington County, and he was able to bring in a diverse pool of candidates that that exceeded the precedent of what they normally got. So they were very happy with that. In terms of the review and evaluation, we review the applications with using criteria that is developed from the candidate profile. We also implement veterans preference. So veterans preference points are given at each of the decision-making points along the way. And from that, we will develop a list of semifinalists. Usually it's about 10 to 15 people, and including veterans who meet minimum qualifications. And we conduct Zoom interviews with all of those folks. Subsequently, we will meet with you as a council in executive session to present all of those people that we interviewed, as well as our recommendations for up to four finalists for you to select. And so we want to make sure you have the transparency of everybody that we interviewed and talked with. Once the council has decided on the finalists and they go public, so to speak, then we go into a process where for about 3 weeks, where we do background checks on all the finalists. We do reference checks, not only the reference checks that they give us, but also people that we know in the industry that can tell us about their backgrounds as well. And so we go off the grid, so to speak, in terms of being able to try and get as much information as we can on all the candidates. We also use that time to work with you to develop a couple of panels for the finalist interviews. One is an administrator panel of public administrators. Usually they're folks that are more locally located because they will know Hood River. And also a group of community leaders as a panel. We then move into the finalist week. And during the finalist week, we do a community reception where the community has an opportunity to meet and greet with all of the finalists. And we do the same with city staff. And we gather input from both of those receptions so that we have an opportunity to give that information to you as a council. We also do three panel interviews. One panel interview is, of course, the council, and that one tends to be a longer interview than the other panels. And we have the administrator panel that I mentioned, and we have the community panel that I mentioned. We then take all of that information from the panels, from the receptions, reference checks, background checks, and we summarize all that information that culminates in an executive session with you folks at the end of that week. And in that executive session, we will debrief with you on your experience with the panel and your experience on the interviews. And we will also let you know what the outcome was from all of these points of input, if you will, from the community and from the staff, so that you have that information and, of course, our reference checks and background check. Once all of that is laid out for you, normally I will facilitate a city council deliberation where you will hopefully select the candidate that you feel you'd like to make the offer to. And then that concludes the process, other than we are available to help with negotiations if desired. I want to address a couple of other quick points here, because I know I've run out of time, but you had asked that in terms of communication about being kept informed. We keep you informed all the way along the line. So you know at any given time kind of where we're at, how many applicants we've received, how many applicants we're interviewing, and so forth. And you also asked about a tight job market and what we would do to try and address that. And as I mentioned before, we proactively go out and work our network. And there are people out there who are in current jobs that are looking for the right opportunity, either the right opportunity to move up to a city manager position or the right opportunity to be in the community that fits them the best. And we've had pretty good luck in being able to identify those folks. So with that, I'll stop talking and let you ask questions.
Thank you, Eric. Appreciate your overview of everything. That's great. So I'll just go through the questions since we only have about 15 more minutes. What is the role of the city council in the recruitment process, and what can we expect in terms of communication from you? I think you have kind of answered most of that question already.
The only thing that I will add is that you can expect that you're going to get information all the way along the line in this process. And so you are the client, and your role is to select the next city manager. And so we want to make sure that you are able to make an informed decision and that you have the best qualified pool of candidates that you can get in the mix.
Right. How do you plan to include city staff and the community in the process? And I'm just going to add, I think you mostly addressed that, but since we're in COVID, do you have suggestions in terms of that?
Absolutely. In the recruitments that we've been doing in the last year, we have had to adjust to COVID. And where we would normally have the receptions or the public input sessions, we would normally have done those in person. We have done those by Zoom. We've gotten that process down pat in terms of being able to manage it by Zoom. And Amelia's done a wonderful job in helping us to organize that, where we can, if we get enough people in the input session, we can break them out by smaller groups and be able to get input that way. In the case of the finalist interviews and the finalist receptions, if we're doing those by Zoom, what we'll do is we will break people out in the smaller groups by the candidates so that we rotate people between the groups. And so everybody who comes to that session has an opportunity to talk with each candidate.
Great, thank you. Inclusion is important to the city, internally and externally. And what does that look like for this recruitment?
Well, first of all, I mean, if you're talking about inclusion as it relates to, say, staff, as it relates to community, as I've mentioned, there are a couple of points where those groups are involved in the process in terms of weighing in on what they would like to see in the next city manager. And at the end, in terms of giving input on the finalists. And so I won't go through and describe that again, but those processes are there and available. So in terms of inclusion, in terms of candidates, again, I would like to point back to Isaac, who this is really, he wanted to be here today and apologize, he had a conflict, but he has the ability to help us diversify the pool even more than we normally do. And I think you'll find that there is inclusion on that side of the fence as well.
Right. We've heard that the job market in general is tight. How do you address this challenge when recruiting and filling for city manager positions?
So as I mentioned before, we're very proactive in terms of our recruitment. We will be using our networks to identify people who are out there who are qualified and who we think have the potential to be a good fit for Hood River. And these are people that could be in current jobs or people in transition. And we know both. And we also know people who are looking at the moment who are at current jobs. So we have access to that. So I think we can turn over a lot of stones for you in terms of finding those good candidates for you.
Okay. What are you may, I think you may have addressed this a little bit in the last question, but what are your ideas on how to identify and recruit a diverse group of applicants? And maybe you could expound on maybe what Isaac actually does, since you kind of answered that already. Thanks.
So what Isaac does is he is, first of all, he has the ability to network with diverse pools in ways that we haven't been able to in the past, and has really expanded our ability to reach out to those candidates that we might not otherwise have caught. But Isaac uses his leadership role, but he also has networks of listservs and of job sites that he can access and be able to reach out to more diverse candidates that are in the Black and Indigenous people of color networks. And like I said, he's done a really good job for us in doing that in the past, and particularly with Washington County. And I would suggest if that is something that is of particular interest to you, that you contact Washington County. We have a reference there.
Great. That is all the questions we have, but do you have any questions for us?
Yeah. So I'm wondering what you think the biggest challenge or challenges would be for the next city manager coming to Hood River.
Does anyone want to tackle that? Nobody's raising their hand.
There's no challenges in Hood River.
No challenges, yeah. Or Mark.
Hey, Eric, good to see you again.
You too, Counselor.
Nice to meet you, Amelia. Yeah. We are not immune to all the challenges that we see societally right now, right? And I think that others here can speak to, housing prices are crazy right now, and it leaves out entire swaths of the community that would like to be able to afford homes, that challenges industry to be able to hire people. We have infrastructure that's just plain old, whether it's lead jointed pipes or storm lines that are wearing out. So we're a little version of all the same problems that a lot of places are seeing. So it's both a fun and a super challenging environment to be in. It's certainly not just a cakewalk of a position or a city. Our goals in the city are aggressive. So what about, did you think that covered it, you guys? I don't know. So
it's a good list.
I was going to add, one of our challenges that Rachel is helping us work through right now is how we can communicate better as a council. So I think that's something to add. And I was going to say also just filling Rachel's shoes is going to be a big challenge. And Mark covered a lot of the others.
I think the last thing that Mark mentioned is pretty important, is that we have for actually several years had a very aggressive list of things that we want to try to accomplish. Quite a few for our staff, our city manager and our staff, compared to our size, to 8,000 people. So we have the same problems, but we're kind of taskmasters, and we get in the weeds sometimes, wanting to help and know what's going on, and which is a good thing, but it's a little challenging too. So, Tim, did you have something?
I guess, it's not necessarily a bad thing, but we do have a very active community, and the community is very engaged. And so a lot of the stuff that we do creates, and I think this is true with most everybody, but what most city councils do is that you have camps that agree or don't agree with certain policy direction. So, I think that in our community, and I view this as being a positive thing, is that they're very engaged. So I guess that would be a challenge as well, is that there's a lot of community engagement in controversial issues. Would you agree with that, Kate?
I would agree with that as well. And also kind of mixing what both Councillor Mehta and Councillor Cunahan said around communication and engagement. there's only a certain section of our community that is very engaged, and the other being our Latinx, our BIPOC community, not so much. So what can we as a council do to better communicate and engage those individuals and to have clear communication with them?
Well, that's a good list, and that is a talent to be able to bring to the table in terms of being able to work with a community that may be divided or that may have concerns that are difficult for the city to address. So that's good to know. All right.
I want to add one thing. You know, we've kind of talked about the challenges, but I just want to mention that the city is on really good financial feet here. In general, you know, we've had COVID last year and we lost some revenues from that, but now it looks like we're getting it back. And we started years ago down a financial path that was going to make us more stable, and we are in really good shape. So I know a lot of cities aren't in really good financial shape. So I think that's a positive thing that someone coming in will see.
Great. And that's actually very helpful in terms of being able to do the recruitment, is having a city that they're coming to that has a solid foundation, particularly financially. And so that's really good news. And of course, the other good news is that it's Hood River. Who doesn't want to go to Hood River? So I'm really excited at the prospect of being able to help sell this particular position, because I think there's going to be a lot of demand for it. And we've worked in communities where there's a lot where they're a little more sort of on the radar and have a little more popularity. And I would definitely put you folks in that category. And we've worked with communities where it's been a little more difficult, but we've been successful on all counts. So, yeah. Any other questions for us? Or
I don't think so.
No, I would just like to add that this is also just a very special, special community. There's so many good things about Hood River, and it's a very awesome community to come to work at.
That's great. Well, Hood River is a very special place. There's no question about it. So I'm really excited at the prospect. Great. Well, if I could just add a couple quick things, and I know we have to go, or I have to go, or
couple more minutes.
I will say, you know, if you're looking for a firm that is national, that has fingers in a lot of pies across the country, we're probably not it. But we do have access nationally. We also are a firm that goes beyond, goes the extra mile. And so just because something is not in the scope of work doesn't mean we're not going to help you out. We had a council recently during a recruitment process and asked us if we would do some talking points for them, for the public. And that wasn't in the scope, but we did it, and happily. And because we figured that's just part of what we do. So I think what you're going to find with us is that there's going to be a lot of attention, and we're close by. And we will go the full mile with you and more. So, and we hope we get the opportunity.
Great, thank you, Amelia and Eric. Appreciate you spending your lunchtime with us today.
Well, thank you. We look forward to hearing from you.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure talking with you all.
Thank you. Right. All right, let's see. We have next up Novak Consulting Group. And Rachel?
Yeah, thanks, Mayor. Jonathan, you can go ahead and promote Heather Gantz.
Heather, okay.
Good afternoon.
Good afternoon. Hi, Heather. How are you?
I'm doing well. How are you today?
Good. I'll just, you can see our names, but this is our council here. Megan Saunders, Mark Zahnmiller, Jessica Mehta, Gladys Rivera, and Tim Cunahan. And Eric Haney was hopefully going to be able to join us, but he wasn't able to join us today. So, and myself, Kate McBride. So to start off, if you want to just give us a little overview of your firm and what you do, that would be great. And then we've got some specific questions to ask you after that.
Absolutely. Great. Well, thank you so much for taking the time and inviting me to participate in this discussion with you today. I will just take a few minutes and walk through our plan and our process and what you could expect from me in a partnership with you for the city manager recruitment. We are a national firm. Our headquarters are based in Cincinnati. I'm physically located here in Portland. We have a recruiter that's based out of Washington and one based out of Maryland. So the collective three of us cover the entire United States. Myself and my colleague that's based out of Washington typically focus on the western half of the United States and definitely focus here in Oregon. That's where my home base is. Been doing this for just about 15 plus years now, particularly in the local government space, wholeheartedly invested in our communities and finding leaders and local talent that support these great communities that we get the opportunity to work with and partner with throughout the country. Our recruitment plan is a very collaborative, engaged partnership with you all, specifically with the council, given that this is a city manager recruitment. It's really sharing best practices with you, lessons that we've learned throughout the many, many years that I've been doing this work, but also taking direction from you and working in better understanding your needs, the city's needs, the needs of the community moving forward. So it is a customized approach to the recruitment that's specifically designed to Hood River's unique needs. We would engage in stakeholder conversations, both internally and externally, working to better understand what the staff is looking for, the executive leadership team and throughout the organization, and then also better understanding from you what that external stakeholder engagement it looks like. Is it particular groups of organizations? Is it key community stakeholders? Or is it a broader community-wide resident survey or something of that nature that where we would solicit input from the entire community? All of that wonderful information informs and comes together in what we call a position brochure that really highlights and articulates not only the community, but the internal operations of the city, as well as the needs of the city manager position. Talks about the nuts and bolts of the position, the minimum qualifications, and then two key sections, which are really the priority section and the ideal candidate or successful candidate that articulates not only the needs of the position, but the soft skills required so that we can identify that right value add for your organization. That draft is created by me based on those conversations and then approved and adjusted in collaboration with the council. Ultimately, that's your document. You would own it and approve it through the course of our process. Once that document has been approved, then we launch into the actual recruitment. We do some targeted advertising, definitely focusing on broad national organizations, as well as some key local organizations and diverse outreach, such as the National Forum for Black Public Administrators, Women in Local Government, the Local Government Hispanic Network, so that we can attract some diverse candidates for the position. That profile and those roadmap really serves as our launching point for our direct outreach. We do engage our existing network, but we also do new research and direct outreach to candidates based on the needs of Hood River. Talking about the opportunities, sharing additional information about the community and what the needs are of the city manager to build interest in the opportunity, and quite honestly, also work a referral network, have existing city managers and others share ideas and candidates that might be of interest for the position. So really engaging in a robust outreach conversation to identify candidates. That leads then to our active interview and evaluation stage of candidates that have applied for the position. Really using again that brochure as our roadmap and document to guide those conversations and evaluate candidates against that document, ultimately resulting in a presentation to you of the candidates that are most qualified and value add for the position. We would discuss each of those candidates in great detail based on the interviews that I've had with them, again, aligning to the needs of the community. And then ultimately, you decide who you're interested in learning more about. Who do you want to engage in conversations with? And we would design a process that would work best for the organization. You as council, of course, would be involved in that. City staff would be involved in that process, as would external stakeholder and community groups that would also be involved in that process. Designing that and creating that, again, would be a very much a collaborative effort amongst the council and myself based on the needs and the inclusion that you're looking for from your community. We also do full background and reference checks on the candidates. So rest assured that we would have fully vetted the candidates prior to presenting them to you. And then after the interview process, really engaging in a wonderful debrief and discussion around the candidates and then who you're interested in moving forward with, and full support with me through the offer and negotiation phase of that process. Again, I think I want to be able to articulate the work that we do in partnering and collaborating and creating a process that's unique to your community, taking best practices learned over the course of years of doing this, but wholeheartedly recognizing that each community is different and they have unique needs and unique differences that set them apart from other communities throughout the state, the country. I have experience working with the city of Hood River. I've known Rachel for quite some time, was helped in the public works director recruitment and bringing Mark on board, who I see is on screen here today, not visually, but I can see his name. And I do think that that has an added value and benefit just in knowing the community already. Again, we are a national firm with my local presence in Oregon. That gives a unique advantage to you all that would allow for broad representation and sharing of the opportunity nationwide, but also having a good deep understanding of Oregon in particular. So I'll pause there for a minute and of course answer, I know you have several questions for me, so I'll answer any questions that you have.
Great, thank you, Heather. That was a great explanation of your process. Appreciate it. So I'll start to the questions that we have and make sure we have plenty of time to get through those. What is the role of the city council in the recruitment process, and what can we expect in terms of communication from you?
Yeah, so you know, you're the primary guide and lead. This is a position that reports directly to you, so I would look for and expect strong collaboration with you. It could very well designate a subcommittee that could be the direct communication and conversations, but I would anticipate engaging with the full council, being a part of active sessions with you all, talking about process, identifying the needs, and leveraging executive session to discuss details about the position when we're engaging in conversations with candidates. So I would want and expect cooperation and partnership from the entire council. It's a crucial position and a crucial decision, and engaging the entire council collectively will benefit the hiring of the next city manager.
Great, thanks. How do you plan to include city staff and the community in the process, especially, you know, we're in COVID-19 still. So maybe how you've been doing, working on those things and then in the COVID environment.
Absolutely. So we wholeheartedly have leveraged this virtual world, similar to what we're doing now. Zoom is a friend, and it's something that we have leveraged and utilized, quite frankly, long before COVID, in engaging in these processes. I expect to meet with the direct reports to this position, really understanding from them what it is that they're looking for, and then creating maybe drop-in sessions for the remainder of the city staff to share their thoughts and perspectives as well. And then really understanding from you all, first and foremost, what your expectations are as it relates to the community-wide engagement. There are certain ways we can do that as well, in terms of holding virtual sessions similar to this. We can create opportunities for conversations with like-minded organizations, so business groups or nonprofits or key community partners. And then the other option that's much more of a broad version of that outreach and engagement is through a survey, and making that survey available to all community members. So first and foremost, I'd want to understand from you what your expectations are and what that looks like from a community outreach standpoint, so that we could design a process that works best for you all and the community.
Great, thanks. Inclusion is important to the city internally and externally. What does this look like for this recruitment?
Yeah, I think, you know, inclusion is important to me as well. I think it's honest conversations, it's transparency through the process, it's making sure that the community and staff understand where we are in the process, what we've done to date. That could come in a variety of different forms, whether that's updates at council meetings and or updates on the city's website about the timeline, where and when we'll be soliciting input that will relate to the profile. And then, of course, as it relates to the interview process and how the staff and the community will contribute to that process. So it's providing updates along the way, being transparent around the milestones and our timeline and how they can participate in the process.
Great. We've heard that the job market in general is tight. How do you address this challenge of recruiting and filling city manager positions in that climate?
Yeah, I think, you know, there's a couple things that factor into that. What we've seen over the course of the last year is that people are really looking for an opportunity. If they are going to make a move, that the position that they're transitioning to is a values alignment. So looking for that opportunity to not only have the professional, but the personal experience coupled together. So both the value add from a personal perspective and a professional perspective. And so in order to do that, we need to create that narrative. We need to highlight and showcase what the community has to offer and why this would be a good opportunity for someone to consider that does align with those professional and personal values. So really creating a strong narrative and a story that articulates that in meaningful ways to candidates is what can get them excited about the opportunity. And then it also comes quite frankly, from our direct outreach. It comes from us sharing that story, engaging in conversations with candidates. You know, there are times where we've had, you know, 3, 4, 5 different conversations with candidates, just answering questions, providing additional information, sharing more with them about the opportunity as they consider. Quite often, as we reach out to candidates, they're not necessarily looking for another opportunity, or they're not monitoring the job boards or the job announcements. So getting them to understand that this could be a really great opportunity takes time. It takes providing good, meaningful information, and quite honestly, answering their questions in an honest and transparent fashion. And I think I've done a great job of that over my career, and have known for sharing all of the wonderful information about these opportunities and what makes them worthy of consideration.
Great. What are your ideas on how to identify and recruit a diverse group of applicants?
I think that goes to just a continuation of what I just shared, you know, doing some of that broad advertising in some of those key publications that I mentioned earlier, the, you know, National Forum for Black Public Administrators, Women in Local Government. I think ELGL is a really great one as well. Then it does come to direct outreach and leveraging our networks and the relationships that we've built over, you know, many, many years of doing this work. We do have a strong track record of placing women and people of color in these positions. And that comes from lots of dedication, lots of conversation, lots of honesty about where those opportunities are, and sharing good information with candidates, trusting our referral networks, and articulating the opportunity in really meaningful ways. And all of that honest and genuine interaction with candidates leads to more diverse opportunities and more diverse applicant pools.
Right. Thank you so much.
Yeah.
Those are all the questions we have. Do you have any questions for us?
Yes, I do have a couple, if that's all right.
Go ahead.
So, you know, similar to what you're asking me, you know, what is it that you're looking for in a partnership with a recruiter?
Does anyone want to go? Well, I can start and then people can add on. I guess for me, it's a clear path and very good communication. I guess that... those would be the two things that would be on the top for me. Others, Megan?
Yeah, I think what Kate said is basically true, but I guess I'm picturing it as like trusted advisor. We don't obviously spend most of our time doing this and don't know what best practices are, or how best to recruit talented people to this event. So there's a lot of reliance on you to help us through this process and get us a good result. But we're very happy to do what we can to help you.
Anyone else? So second question is, what are you most concerned about with the recruitment? What keeps you up at night?
Well, I'm just going to say it. I'd like to find someone that was as good as Rachel. I have felt that she's one of the best city managers we've had. So she does a great job, and we're a demanding council and a demanding town. And she's juggled a lot of things. And so I think the next person needs to be able to juggle a lot of, you know, a fairly large staff for a city this little, and a lot of projects for a city this little. So I think those will be the challenges. Others, Tim?
I guess one of the things that I worry about is that recruiting towards the tail end of the pandemic. might result in candidates that would otherwise be interested in moving to our town being a little bit hesitant just because of the tumultuous nature of the time and mm-hmm. the issues with moving now.
Yeah, you know what, to speak to that, over the past year, we have not actually found the move side of things to be the challenge in recruitment. I think it goes back to that part where I was mentioning that values alignment. What I think has become more clear for candidates over the course of this last year is they are either in the right organization, in the right position where there is added flexibility, there's, you know, wholehearted ability to have impact and contribute in meaningful ways, or the opposite of that, quite honestly, is that there is not that values alignment. And it's become more crystal clear throughout the pandemic where this is not the right opportunity for me, or this isn't the right place for my family. And so that's actually made these recruitment processes I won't say easier because that's not the case, but the ability to relocate and transition, yes, there's some layers of complexity to it that weren't there before, but it's not necessarily shying people away from new opportunities. Anyone else have concerns about the recruitment that they'd like to share?
I don't have any concerns, Heather, but I would really, really like to see Latino or just BIPOC names mm-hmm. as candidates. And that's really important. We did sign a resolution where we as a council really highlight the importance of equity and creating welcoming and inclusive environments. It's often for me challenging when I'm the only counselor of color and I have to explain my story or explain my experience. It'd be really important to just see diverse candidates that are applying because Hood River is growing and I'd like to see diverse candidates.
Yeah, so there's lots of ways that I think that resonates with the BIPOC community in particular is that it has to be more than just words on paper, right? We have to be able to articulate and showcase that the environment, that the community is welcoming, that the that these individuals can be whoever they are, their most genuine and authentic selves. They can be themselves in the community. They can be themselves in the work environment. And if we're not able to articulate and showcase that through the creation of the brochure and other pieces that you all are doing as a council, it's not going to resonate with people, it's not going to ring true, and it's certainly not going to be genuine. So being able to pull it all together in this wonderful narrative is something that will be important and something that we would need to focus on. I will also mention, Mayor, that we often hear that we want to clone city managers. So your reference around Rachel rings true. It's something that we hear frequently that we want to find someone just like. So what we do in those instances, we talk about all the great things that that she brings to the table and those values and the skill sets and the way she navigates successfully, those would be values that we would continue to carry forward. But we can't find another Rachel. That's just but we can find a lot of the same great qualities. I'm hoping I put a smile on Rachel's face right now.
You probably did. Tim?
One question that I have is that, how do you, obviously you have experience doing this for other cities and towns. Do you have a feel for, is the Hood River city manager job kind of like an ideal job for somebody, or is it typically, and I don't know this, as far as a city manager's career objectives, is it more of a stepping stone? Do you is it, how do you address that?
I think it can be both, right? I think, smaller communities, tend to attract both. You attract someone that is, growing in their career and looking for an opportunity to, build and do some really meaningful work in a particular community and then move on to a larger size. I don't think there's necessarily anything wrong with that. You mm-hmm. also have some really wonderful people out there that think that these particular size of communities are really where the impact is and how they can do great, meaningful work and have made a career of being in, smaller communities, particularly ones such as yours, where there's a tremendous amount of tourism involved and other pieces, that just resonates with who they are, where they can live, work, and play in the community and really be a part of the community. And so it's a matter of identifying those individuals and who they are, and quite honestly, talking with you about all of it, sharing that, and that this particular candidate really enjoys being a part of a community of this size, and here's what they bring to the table. This person, brings all of these things, but maybe would be here for 5 years, 7 years, something of that nature, and then be moving on. And those aren't, neither one is bad. It's just a matter of how and who can have the most impact on the community.
Can I ask one more follow-up question?
Of course.
So in your opinion, how can we transparently both promote our town as a place where people want to come and work and take this job, but at the same time, be very transparent about all the difficulties mm-hmm. and other parts of that will be sources of consternation or problems? How do you balance this?
I think you'd be honest about it. Every community has its opportunities. Every community has its challenges. And I find that if we are honest and transparent about where those are in the recruiting process, that leads to the candidates that are genuinely excited about that as an opportunity. I like to say, over my years of doing this, I've had communities where complete overhauls, where they need a whole entire restructure, reorganization, hiring of new staff, just really clean up opportunities. And then we have others that are, in someone's inheriting a really great organization, and it's just a matter of continuing to carry that torch forward. And then there's a lot of in between. And where we find success, particularly in the opportunities where the community needs a little bit of TLC or the organization needs something, being honest about that allows us to find the right candidate for that opportunity.
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Thank you, Heather.
Thank you.
Really appreciate you taking your lunch today to meet with us. It was a great interview. Thank you so much for giving us all the information. I think we'll be making a decision this evening on a firm at our regular meeting.
Well, thank you so much for taking the time. I certainly appreciate it.
Yeah, thank
you. Enjoy the rest of your afternoon. Take care.
Okay. This will be on our agenda this evening, correct, Rachel? So we'll be talking about the interviews this evening at our 6 o'clock meeting.
That's correct, Mayor. It is an item on the regular agenda.
Regular agenda. Okay. All right. We can think about it and look through our resumes if we want to this afternoon. All right. Thanks, you guys. Appreciate you spending the time.